Hey guys, welcome back to another Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and guys, KZN continues with some good fishing. Yes, again, our reporters have got news with rods bending all over the entire coastline on all facets. Now we're going to get into all of that in this week's show in great detail, but here's a little intro of what you can expect on your offshore side. The seas has made some really interesting days on the water. No one likes a wet launch with that bit of spice out there. Those that did prevail really were in a treat with some serious screaming drags, where snook off the north coast has been the flavor of the week, whereas Durban has produced some dories and there's been some tuna down south, and well, everything else in between. As for your rock and surf, the summer season continues to be going well with some phenomenal sandies out there, some pretty decent inedible and edible action. As for your fresh water, well guys, it has been pretty quiet, but because of the rainy conditions over this past week, the dam levels has been quite full. However, the bass has still been gobbling up whatever baits are thrown at them, and the trout continue to keep those lines tight. Now, as I mentioned, we are going to get into all of this in great detail in this week's show. But before we do, as always, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. And this is their featured product for the week.
Q-Fish Reel Protector fights corrosion, lubricates reels, and displaces water. Many multi-purpose oils are not plastic safe and run the risk of damaging your reel and your fishing line. Q-Fish is tested to be 100% plastic and nylon safe and features excellent corrosion protection properties against saltwater environments, whilst acting as a high-performance cleaner and moisture repellent. Q-Fish fights corrosion, lubricates, displaces water.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, if you have been listening to the show, you have been getting into the right feeding zones. And by now, you are definitely going to need some of that Q-Fish to get that reels pretty much corrosion-free and well-lubricated for the final summer run that we are about to have. So guys, let's get into this week's show. As always, starting down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, with the latest lowdown from Ramsgate, moving down to Margate, through Yuvongo and Shirley Beach, and rounding off in Port Shepstone. Here is Adam.
Good day, Vinesh, and everybody in the fishing community. I trust that all is well, whether you're on the North Coast, the South Coast, or Central. I trust that everyone's had a good week. Things are definitely starting to look up in terms of the fishing, especially down on the lower coast, where it's been slowly but surely, Vinesh, sort of picking up. I think we're all just sort of waiting, especially on the lower coast, for a pattern to emerge in terms of weather and waves. It's been a bit brown, been a bit clean, and the weather's all over the show again. So I think we're just waiting for it to settle down, but it's not really getting to that point, but it's getting there, but it's taking too long. So I don't know. But Vinesh, it does look pretty promising in a way for the weekend coming up. So I think we should be in the money, and the fish have been on the bite down on the coastline, so it's actually nice to see some decent fish come out. So talking about that, the rivers have been firing down here, whether it's South Brim, Panjati, Umzimkulu, or even the Pont. You know, we've had some good fish, good rock salmon, good sizes of rock salmon. We've had some really big perch, nice size perch. The kingies, as always, on the coastline has always been good, especially on the lure side of things, or fishing with the lure. It's always a nice thing to try and do. So it's doing good in the rivers, and it's just a case of, look, a lot of guys are tackling the rivers because it's been a bit brown and a bit clean on the rocks. So the guys are doing something different, and that's always good to see, because, again, we just up our knowledge, up our skills in terms of fishing, especially when you do something that you're not used to doing. Rock and surf has been bits and bobs, with a bit of shad at Margate Pier, a bit of shad at Orange Rocks, and a bit of shad here and there. The bream have started making a showing for themselves, but it's one day good, one day bad. You know, so Vinesh, it has been a bit, again, up and down in terms of the bronze bream, which, oh, well, we all love eating, don't we? Live baits have been a bit scarcer down on our side, you know, with the caros and, well, carantine and the blacktail just sort of being size and not really size. And it's like the shad. I mean, a few of them have been undersized. Well, a lot of them, I would say, have been undersized, with a few big ones popping up here and there. The snapper salmon are definitely still on the bite, though, Vinesh. So put a chocker bait, put a small little larvae or something, I'm more than sure that you are going to get a snapper salmon. So that's also nice to see, because I mean, that's also something good for the pot and just a good fight if you don't want to take him home. The Nun Eds have been biting down on the coast, been a few hounds around here and there and a few flatfish, especially the lessers, if you want to call them. But they're definitely still biting down here on Max and Bonnie's. And the favorite for the hounds being the trusty mullet. And again, you've got to hit the rivers for that. So again, you're improving your skills, Vinesh. There's also been some reports and pictures of snook, that beautiful eating Natal snook. Good spots would probably be in Zumbi and Hebbideen area to try for that finicky biting fish, which they definitely have been here. Now, I know central Durban and also north coast of Durban, they have been wild, if not abundant, if you want to call it. But down on the lower coast, it's always a bit of a trick to try and catch them here, because we're heading to the point where they sort of stop biting, if you want to call it. But Mzumbi, Hibbideen, that sort of north-south coast area, if you want to call it, is definitely a spot to try for them. Moving over to the freshwater side of things, I know most of the paddock dams are closed for the 40th edition of the Fun-Filled Family Day Comp, which is always a jewel, Vinesh. But I know the bass were definitely biting like wild before they closed a lot of the dams up in paddock. So I reckon, guys, pop into your local tackle dealers and get ready for an awesome weekend. Even if it rains, it's always going to be a jewel. So it's been pretty good, Vinesh. Bit of fresh water, bit of rivers, bit of rock and surf. And I know deep sea has been okay. I do know that the current has been flying deep sea, unfortunately, with some good days and bad. Again, it is what it is. Moving over to the weather, Thursday looks okay with an easterly in the morning, turning to a northeasterly late afternoon with the wind around 10 to 20 k's per hour and a plus 2 meter swell there or thereabout. Friday morning, a north wind will blow at around 10 k's with the swell sitting at 2 meters for most of the weekend and the wave periods picking up on Sunday. However, Saturday there is a slight northeaster blowing till around Sunday morning where the wind drops down, with the easterly blowing for most of the day. So it's looking okay. I know there is going to be maybe a bit of rain on Friday or tomorrow, which is Thursday, but again, it's a case of let's just see what happens. They always ask which is the best bait, and I always say it's the one that's in the water. It's the same for lure fishing, whether it be fresh water or salt water. But otherwise, Vinesh and everyone else, I hope you have a super fantastic, awesome weekend. Remember, the Paddock Bass Fishing Comp is the 24th to the 26th of March. Guys, if you've never been before, you've got to try it out. You've got to do it. There are so many dams that are up for fishing in. It's just going to be a blast. It's going to be a jewel. Come down from Durban. Enjoy the weekend with your friends and your family. You know, it's a fun, full day. It's going to be a jewel. So, guys, if you've never done before or if you have, get ready, because it's almost here. And I do believe it's going to be one of the better ones yet. Otherwise, Vinesh and everybody else, have a super awesome weekend coming up. Stay safe, tight lines, and again, as always, see and say, let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Another good, honest report, my friend. Another great, detailed one. And thank you for the heads up on the weather that's happening for this next couple of days. We've got some weird, unsettled weather patterns down the south coast, but it still produces some decent fish, especially in the rivers. I tell you what, I am excited to try out some lure action in those rivers. Like Adam was saying, it is certainly getting those rods bending, but I tell you something else that I'm excited about, and that is the paddock competition. Adam mentioned it's going to be a jewel quite a few times on his report. And you know what? I have no doubt it is going to be nothing but that. So guys, that is our lower south coast. Now moving down to Manzantoti and Warner Beach, we are with Gary, where there is still some unsettled seas, but the river action continues. And Gary is going to tell us all about it.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good day to you all. Yeah, the last sort of week we had a pretty unsettled sea along here. That's the Cyclone Freddy. So it's the longest lasting cyclone on record. I think the previous one was 94. Anyway, from about yesterday, the sea was quite nice. I have heard of a couple of fish coming out, the stumpy here or there. Most of the sort of action, the ultralight guys have been in the river getting rock salmon, perch, a lot of those little pike around, and the odd sandfish. Yeah, the sea was very warm. The one day I had a dive at Warner's and the water was very warm. I was told that that buoy off Uncle Mars registered it was 27.5 degrees a temperature at that spot. But that whole day, you know, sitting in the shop, just the, it was like a southerly blowing off the sea, southeasterly, and it was hot. It was actually hot. You were getting hotter. And the next day I went at, on Sunday afternoon, I went to the river and got some of those parkinet on those little strike rows. And the water coming in the river was crystal clear and warm. It was hot outside, but it felt even warmer in the water. Very unusual. Very seldom that happens. Yeah, this morning I got a stumpy of 5 kilos along the beach. And there have been the odd one coming out here and there. But otherwise it's mainly peckers and moonies and stuff like that that I've seen coming out. Yeah, let's see what happens in the week ahead. Tight lines till then.
Thank you, Gary. Always got your ears on the ground. We really appreciate it, my friend. So it looks as though you've got some action on that rock and surf side. However, it does seem more on the scratching end. And yeah, seems like the river is still producing the fish. So guys, that is our report for the South Coast, where whether you're on the lower down end of the South Coast or just fishing closer to Durban, river fishing seems to be having most of the action. Now, moving on into Durban, we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler, and they have got the latest lowdown of what's been going on, and it is sounding very exciting. Let me know what you think.
How's it, bud? Yeah, up on the North Coast and south, down on the South Coast, there have been some lovely edible fishing. Still guys getting quite a few kingies on artificial lures and on live baits. There's been quite a few flatties around still and some grey sharks, mainly on the deep water points. I think the water is a bit cooler there, so the guys fishing the deeper water points are getting more bite. Otherwise, in the bay, there's been quite a lot of grunter caught on the boats. The guys doing the stand water fishing off the banks have been getting the odd one. The boats have been getting more. Also quite a few cob, snapper, salmon. There's been some kingies in the bay off the boats as well. The sides, for some reason, have got a bit quiet, but mainly on the boats at the moment. Deep sea, there's been a lot of kuta around, a lot of snook I've seen pictures of, quite a few tunny. So yeah, there's quite a few game fish coming out all over. Bait is a bit of a problem at the moment, getting live bait. It is quiet, but the guys are persevering, getting bites. Bottoms has been a bit quiet from what I understand. If the guys are going really deep and finding some cooler water, they've been getting some good bottoms. But in the warm water, in the shallows, not so much. All right, cool. Thanks, my buddy.
Well, good morning, guys. It's Brad here, Linsky, Fish and Charters. Well, fishing over the last week. The early part of last week, the weather was pretty good. We got some nice Dorado. Generally, nice fishing all around. Nice warm water, nice clean water. Yeah, so it was really good. There was some geelback, there was some, a couple of yellowtails that were caught as well. And the bottom fishing generally in a great place. Then along came the weekend and the great big bad wind, and it blew us all flat and upside down. We did manage to get out a couple of days on some family trips. Yeah, took the kids out. They had great fun. There are plenty bodies and little skipjacks. Small tunas out of Durban area. Yeah, so guys, that's all I can say. The weather is improving. Water's still lovely warm at 26 degrees. Nice and clean off the Durban side. Yeah, guys, so yeah, tight lines, good luck.
Good luck indeed. Fantastic stuff, guys. Good, great report. As always, Durban producing the fish. Looks like that inedible action is taking first prize. And as for the harbour end, well, you're going to have to be on a boat to get that proper-sized grunter. So, guys, make sure you go out and book those charters. As for the offshore side, well, like Brad said, you know, it was good, then it turned bad, and then it's a great time to be out with the family. And with this long couple days of holiday coming up, why not? Now, let's move on into the North Coast, where we are with Jesse, who's reporting off Bolito and Salt Rock. Here's Jesse from the Kingfisher.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. We've had a decent week of fishing. Nothing spectacular, but a couple of guys really did well. And it's been less widespread as it was last week. We haven't had as many people catching, but for the one or two guys that went out there, spent the hours fishing, those are the guys that we've seen the rewards coming through from. So one or two big honeycombs came out. We've got some sandies, we've got a couple of browns and some diamonds. And that has been along the coast, but the few anglers that we've seen that have caught fish this week have been generally from Ballito, a little bit north, going up to Tinley area. And as far as the flatfish inedibles are concerned, that is basically where it stops. There were one or two fish in the Lamercy area that I heard of. I checked some guys a little bit further south at Implosy that were catching one or two greys. So that's quite nice to see there's a couple of greys around. Speaking of smaller species, I also saw a couple of spinners and mulkies coming out further north as well, in Tanzini, Machipulu area. And I don't know if it's got anything to do with the fact that the water cleaned up a heck of a lot last week and then started to get a bit dirty again and brought in the fish. So that was that. And then as far as edibles are concerned, we've seen a couple of guys fishing Tinley Manor getting some stumpies. There's been a couple of kingfish in the Tinley Manor area as well. So we seem to have done a full circle to what the fishing was like a couple of weeks ago. We've got a very similar report on edibles and inedibles. And what's quite nice is those edibles that the guys are getting are quite big. And there's still a couple of bronze beam around in the Sheffield area, which is what we've kind of been waiting for. And they didn't come through in full force, but there have been reports on them. So it seems that if you put enough hours in, you put the time in, you're going to get those fish. And I think that's the name of the game, especially this time of the year, as we wait patiently for the winter species to start moving through. And we normally see that in July, where they start moving through really, really nicely, where we get, as far as your inedibles go, you get your brown skates starting to move in, and those will bite all the way through to sometimes December. And then we get a lot of the main species that we're going to be targeting, which is your garrick, your cob, your shad, of course, your bronze beam, your brusher, all of those species that we target frequently in the winter months. So it's almost time to start tying up those traces. And then the thing about winter is the bass fishing also slows down significantly. So a lot of the guys that we have fishing for bass will start to fish in the estuaries. They start doing some spinning, and winter is quite good for your spinning. It's cold mornings, but you can go into the estuaries and catch a lot of different species, and on the surf as well. You know, if you're a bass enthusiast and you enjoy your light tackle stuff in the surf, go and spin for some kingies, and then even throw a bait out for a bronze beam. So things are looking positive with the water conditions. If I'm not mistaken, the E. coli levels are down. They seem to have got a little bit of a control over it. So fishing in general is just looking up. So let's see what happens in the next weeks as far as the conditions go. And hopefully we get a good holidays coming up, good holiday season for fishing. I hope the guys coming down on holiday get to have some fun. And last December was a little bit of a write-off because everybody was too scared to come down. What was happening was that we had customers phoning us all the time asking, you know, how's the water, you know, and we obviously had to be fully transparent about it and tell the guys, listen, there have been reports of E. coli and all of that. And I think that surge spill in December took a lot of our December tourism away, and the guys just didn't come through, you know. So hopefully that all comes through now in the holidays, and we'll see what happens there. As far as freshwater fishing goes, I've been doing a bit of bass fishing myself and doing quite well. I wouldn't say it's been fireworks, but it has been very hot. I was up on the north coast yesterday and I caught quite a few nice fish, and mainly on crankbaits. Caught a couple on chatterbait as well, on the Prorex bladed jigs. And then the biggest fish for me on the day came out on a topwater walk the dog style bait. So we are catching a couple on topwater. far as bass goes, it's still fairly decent. I'd say we've got about a month left before it starts to really taper off into the winter months, and then things will slow down. Guys, have a good one. And remember, let us know what's happening out there so we can report back to everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse, buddy. I love the knowledge you have and that you are so willing to share it, especially on, like, you know, something like that area of Tinley Manor. I haven't fished that area in quite a while. And yeah, I don't mind pulling a stumpy off those rocks. Well, it seems as though your area hasn't had a lot of fish, but certainly produced some quality fish, especially on that inedible side. And as for that bass fishing, well, guys, let's enjoy it while we can, because like Jesse said, there's just a couple weeks left before that tapers off. But then again, that's the beauty of KZN, where there is always something to catch. So once that fresh water slows down for the winter, we are getting into the, well, fingers crossed, sardine run, and that's going to be quite exciting. So it certainly seems as though the fishing is looking positive as it stands and only bound to get better moving forward from there, I guess. So now, guys, that rounds off Bolito and Salt Rock. We are moving into Mtinzini Banks with Nick, and this is his fishing report for this past week.
Good morning, Vinesh. not a lot to report. Things have been very quiet on the fishing side here. Not for the lack of fish, but for the lack of anglers. I don't know, the guys haven't been out fishing much, although we've had some decent weather. I think everybody's working or doing something. We pushed one boat out in the last week. That was on Monday. The guys that had come down on holiday. They went out with a few coordinates. So they went to the main sort of area, Harry Pat Edward area, looking for game fish. And then they came back quite early. They left late and came back early and with no fish. The beach, for some reason, the guys are still catching cob in the daytime in the summer, which is, I don't know, it's not very common in the summer to catch cob here in the daytime. But it's also nice to see that they sort of hanging around. I'm talking about cob that's making size. It's not, you know, bigger than 6 kilos. It's sort of, I think it's 2.2 kilos is 60 centimeters, so sort of 60 to 70. Centimeter cob, square tail cob. Those are the ones that the commercials go after, yeah? But they're normally found in the summer further out and not in the surf zone. So it's well worth, if you're coming down here, to get a nice chocker bait in the water and look for these colors. River, yeah, it's always producing a lot of little fish. If it's a breeding ground or development ground for juvenile fish, it's nothing really big has happened. Talking about, you know, river snapper and flatfish. They normally come in now on the sandbanks up at the stone wall, but that seems to have gone quiet. I'm planning a trip up there on Sunday afternoon to see what's going on. But the weather doesn't look too shabby for the weekend so far.
Thank you so much, Nick. So, well, it seems as though there's not much to report on because, well, you could, no one that's really been fishing the area. And the boat that you did push off didn't seem to produce a good, so it has been a bit of a tricky one. But my friend, I wish you all the best on your trip out this weekend. Please let us know what happens at the river and whether you get those rods bending. And we will be looking forward to your report next week as well. So guys, that rounds off Mtinzini. Now on to Richards Bay, where we are with Ellie. And I can tell you what, it is a total contrast to the previous report because there has been some proper fish coming out from that area. Here is Ellie. This is her report for the past week.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you are well. Fishing this past week have been extremely well with another season and bigger fish to fry. Anglers have been catching big GTs and yellow spot kingfish. Anglers also have been catching plenty of amjack and tunas. The bottom fish have been a bit more quiet, but anglers managed to get some salmon and rockers. In our harbour, anglers have been catching some kita as well as some blacktip kingfish. The upcoming weekend, there is also a competition coming up starting the 17th of March and ending on the 20th at Merencia Ski Club. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight line.
Thank you, Ellie. Looks like it's been another great week up at Richards Bay with all that variety of species on the bite in all those various areas. Looks like Richards Bay once again continues the place to be, and Ellie is in the thick of it, and I'm sure she will be reporting on the competition that's happening this weekend. So guys, that is Richards Bay, and not just Richards Bay, that is our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg, and this is his report for this past week.
Hey guys, so you probably realize now that my face went from purple to red, because after holding my breath until I was purple last week for some decent weather, which we got, by the way, I threw it all away by actually mentioning the fact that we had a good spell of weather, because shortly thereafter, the Midlands received a couple of storms and some proper rain as a result, and hence the red face. Insert sigh here. And the rivers picked up and some of the still waters turned off. But I suppose it's just the weather gods showing who's actually in charge here. Of course, there were some diehards out and some fish were caught, so it's not all doom and gloom. The light is still at the end of the tunnel and some excellent autumn fishing is still coming. It's just approaching a little slower than what we were hoping for. Prior to the arrival of the rains last weekend, the Moy River was reported as quote-unquote medium high and pretty clear, and some great fish. I came to the net from this piece of Natal Fly Fishers Club water. A good number of fish up to the 13 inch, that is 33 centimeter mark, and then some larger specimens in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeters, and one fish pulling the tape to between 17 and 19 inches, that is 43 to 48 centimeters. That's a cracking brown by anybody's stretch of imagination. Another return also listed good numbers of smaller fish in the 5 to 11 inch, that is 12 to 20 centimeter bracket, and some bigger fish again in the 13 to 15 inch, 33 to 38 centimeter class. No flies are mentioned in these reports, but with waters being slightly up, my guess is bee-dead nymphs are probably the order of the day. After last week's positive start to the reopening of the NFFC still waters, the fishing's been a bit slow to take off, with only a couple of fish here and there being reported. Some waters are still a little bit off colour, and the rains from the weekend won't be helping matters. So we look forward to the water settling and clearing as the cooler weather sets in and the autumn events start taking place. The bass fishing has taken off at both Midmar and Albert Falls. As mentioned last week, the flooded margins of the full dams are providing some great action, with top water frog patterns and basically any form of vibration bait getting a bite. One needs to tackle up if you're fishing the heavy cover. One report mentioned 20 pound line and a reel with 25 pound drag. Keep the rod up high and wind. Keep the fish up and pull it in over the structure. Reports are also mentioning lots of tilapia around the present, so make sure that you have some bait fish patterns and stick baits on hand as well. The second event in the KZN Small Craft Bass League took place on Midmar on the 4th of March. Reports coming in from the top three anglers in this event list a wide range of lures that caught them fish, these being frogs and buzz baits, Senko style lures, chatterbait, Texas rig crawl, and spinnerbaits. So guys, again, as per usual, pick your favorite bait, it's pretty much wide open. This past weekend also saw the new Hanover Prep Bass Comp taking place on Saturday. The winning fish came in at 58 centimeters. Michael from the shop, his biggest fish pulled the tape to 48 centimeter. So guys, congrats to all the anglers for what was reported a great fun day out. No reports yet from the Scaly, that is Natal Yellowfish Anglers. I think the rivers are still a bit high and brown. Guides from Sterkfontein Dam are reporting a tough last couple of weeks, but still some quality fish in the testing conditions. When the weather played ball, the fish were more than willing to eat. Conditions have changed dramatically since the dam is filled, and there haven't been the usual reports of shoals of spawning fish in the shallows for the last couple of seasons. For the boating guys, there is some cracking fish to be had on the scum lines, which is sight fishing at its best. So guys, for the best in tackle advice, do pop into the Kingfish in Pietermaritzburg and tight lines if you guys are getting out there soon.
Thank you, Jan. Yes, well, red face, but don't worry, my friend, still pretty handsome, so keep that smile up. Guys, looks like it's been a wet weather in Pietermaritzburg and surrounding areas on that freshwater fishing, but it has still produced the fish, especially on that brown stretch in the tape. As for that bass fishing, like Jan said, pick your favorite bait and it will be gobbled up. Well, you know what? In my box, I've got my favorites and I'm certainly willing to give it a try. And yeah, well done to all those anglers participating in the new Hanover Bass Competition. That's always a great event, and I'm glad to hear that the guys had a good time out there. So Jan, once again, thank you so much. I know you are out guiding at Rhodes this weekend. I can't wait to hear about what that has produced. And yeah, looking forward to next week's fishing report. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. Once again, those are your preferred fishing zones. Let's hope you get into the right one. Let's hope you get those rods bending. Remember, down the south coast, those rivers are definitely producing the goods. As for Durban, well, go and book a charter to get into that harbor action. As for the north coast, inedible action. So we got like a couple days of holidays. I know Tuesday's a school holiday and most of the guys are taking the Monday off. So we've got 4 days of fishing ahead of us, and the weather's looking good. The fish are out there, so let's get out there and do it. Guys, as always, I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.